Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are here for the second day of our lesson about the downside of staying connected. Today we're going to be talking about different ways to prevent text neck. That was a term that was coined by Dean Fishman when he realized that people kept complaining to him about neck and shoulder pain. Well, maybe you have a job at an office and you sit at a desk all day long. What are some ways that you can relieve the pain in your neck and shoulders, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times when I'm sitting at my desk and I feel, oh, my shoulders are getting a little bit tight, I try to do some shoulder stretches by reaching my arms across each other, pulling them back a little bit. There are a lot of different exercises you can do at your desk.
All right. What could you do, Nathaniel? What things come to mind?
Well, I've noticed some people at the office that actually sit on exercise balls when working at their desk, and maybe that helps too.
All right, maybe you could get up every hour and walk around, do some stretches, different ways to prevent your neck and shoulders from getting too sore. Well, we're going to be talking about ways to prevent text neck in the first part of our reading. Let's do that now.
The downside of staying connected. Ways to prevent text neck. In order to avoid or reduce the possibility of getting text neck, use the following basic ergonomic principles. Avoid awkward positioning. Don't strain your neck and stay aware of how your body is positioned in relation to the device. Take frequent breaks when using any kind of mobile device. Many doctors recommend that users change their position every 15 minutes. When using a tablet, use a case that can prop up the device at a comfortable viewing angle.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. You are sitting on the couch trying to relax, but your neck hurts. Maybe it's because you spent 2 hours hunched over your smartphone. In day two of our technology article, we'll learn about some ways to avoid such pain. But first, here are the key words. Strain. Strain is a verb. Tony's seat was so far from the stage that he had to strain his neck to see the singer. Prop something up. Prop something up is a phrasal verb. Margie likes to prop her head up with a pillow when she's lying on the sofa watching TV. Ironic. Ironic is an adjective. Because Mr. Masters himself arrived late, his students found it ironic that he punished them for being late. Indicator. Indicator is a noun. Many cars have indicators that tell drivers when it's time to add gas. Your more information word is ergonomic. Ergonomic is an adjective. Let's get started with our article.
Well, we do want to try to avoid text neck and being in pain, and we see at the beginning of our article, in order to avoid or reduce the possibility of getting text neck, use the following basic ergonomic principles. And at the beginning of that sentence, there's a little phrase, in order to do something, and we want to talk about that today. In order to avoid, or in order to do something else. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means in order to, if you are going to do something in order to, you say so that you can do something. So, for example, I might say, in order to give a good presentation, you need to prepare well. Or in order to avoid the lunch crowd or the waiting line at that restaurant, I left the office early for lunch in order to avoid that crowd.
How else could you use this phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, what do you do in order to stay in shape? Maybe you run, or you swim, or you lift weights. What do you do so that you can stay in shape, in order to stay in shape?
That's right. Well, in order to learn English, you should practice every day, at least 10 minutes to keep your skills sharp. Well, we'll continue on. We see this word ergonomic. Ergonomic just means something that is comfortable, something that is made specifically for your comfort so that you are not in an odd position. Now, to avoid awkward positioning, what can we do, Nathaniel?
The sentence tells us, don't strain your neck and stay aware of how your body is positioned in relation to the device. This word strain is important for this topic, really, in general. We want to talk about it today because it is a key word. The word strain. Strain. It can be used in a few different ways. What exactly does it mean, Gabe?
Well, when you strain something, you kind of pull it or do something in an uncomfortable way. I often think about straining muscles. If you're not careful when you are exercising or playing sports, you might strain a muscle. It'll make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. It's not good to strain your muscles.
That's right. You could also strain your brain. If you are thinking too hard, you might say, oh, this is putting too much stress on my brain. It feels very strained. But you can also strain relationships. If you have a fight with someone, that can put stress on your relationship and it feels strained or pulled apart. Well, how do we continue, Nathaniel? I think there's a phrase we should talk about.
Yes, there is another phrase that we do want to talk about in this sentence. It is in relation to. In this sentence, it's talking about the body in relation to your mobile device or to the device that you're using, like a cell phone. So how are they related, especially in terms of positioning, as used in this sentence? What are other ways that we could use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times I do think of it as a position in relation to something else. So you might say, oh, well, where is your house in relation to the post office? Can I get there easily from the post office?
That's right. Or like, where is the mall in relation to the river? Is it east, north, south, or west? Where is it in relation to this other place?
That's right. Well, we continue on and we see some more advice. Take frequent breaks when using any kind of mobile device. Many doctors recommend that users change their position every 15 minutes. So that's pretty often. You don't want to stay in the same position for a long time. Now, how do we continue, Gabe?
Well, when using a tablet, use a case that can prop up the device at a comfortable viewing angle. Let's take a look at those words from the word bank, prop up. When you prop something up, or when something is propped up, that means you put it in a position that you can see it better. It's propped up. Not flat, propped up. How might you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, if you prop something up, you're probably giving it something to lean on. And I realize that when I read at home, I often lay down and prop my head up with a pillow. I don't know if it's the best position to read, but that's how I often do it.
That's true. You can prop yourself up with a pillow, which is kind of what I was thinking, but you can also support someone. Mm-hmm. You can prop your friend up by encouraging them to succeed. You can prop a person up as well as a thing. Well, now it is time for us to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看的是 strain 这个动词。Strain 是指拉伤或扭伤。例如 Jenna strained the muscles in the back of her leg while hiking. Jenna 爬山的时候扭伤了腿后面的肌肉。或者是 Alex strained his back while carrying his son. Alex 抱他儿子的时候闪到腰了。Strain 可以当名词，意思是指压力或者是负担。例如 Brenda has been under a lot of strain lately. Brenda 最近的压力很大。继续我们看的是 prop something up 这个动词片语。Prop 我们学过当名词是指道具，但是它在这里是当动词。 prop something up 是指支撑或者是支持某个东西。例如 Gina propped herself up with a lot of pillows so that she could read in bed. Gina 用很多的枕头撑住自己，这样她就可以在床上看书。或者是 It is hoped that the new policy will prop up the economy. 这个新政策希望能够支撑起经济。
Well, these 2 days we're talking about text neck, which is this issue that people have when they're using their phones and bending their necks over and they start getting pain in their neck. And today we're looking at some helpful suggestions for avoiding that kind of pain. One of them is to stop placing yourself in an awkward position. You should also take frequent breaks, and if you're using a phone or a tablet, maybe you should prop it up.Let's continue to learn about this issue today in this reading.
The downside of staying connected. There's an app for that. For those who simply can't take their eyes off of their devices, there is an ironic twist. Downloading a special app could help. Dr. Fishman has released an app calledThe Text Neck Indicator app, which measures the angle of your smartphone. When the angle is appropriate, a green light appears in the upper corner of your screen. But when the angle puts you at risk for neck strain, the light turns red, triggering you to adjust your angle. So, go ahead and stay connected, but don't let your body or your neck stay in one position for too long.
It is a good idea to keep moving, don't stay in one position for too long. And at the beginning of this section, we see there's an app for that. And we start by finding out for those who simply can't take their eyes off of their devices, there is an ironic twist. Downloading a special app could help. So this is a little bit ironic.And we're going to explain this word ironic to understand this sentence a little bit better. It is a key word today. If something is ironic, then you don't expect it to have the meaning that it does. Mm-hmm. Maybe it even means the opposite of what you expect. Gabe, can you give us an example?
Well, yeah, actually, there was a funny pin. Some people like to put pins on their backpacks or bags. And this pin says...I hate pins, and the bottom part says, but I love irony. It's kind of ironic because they hate pins, but they love irony. So irony is the noun form of this word ironic. It's irony. It is ironic.
That's right. Well, Nathaniel, can you give us another example?
Well, it is kind of ironic that some of the most comfortable ways to place yourself, maybe if you're bending over like this, it feels a little bit more comfortable, but actually it's causing more problems in your back and will cause you pain later.
That's right. You need to be careful with how you sit. Try to sit up straight. Well, it's also a little bit ironic because my sister is very good at math, butI am not that great at it. So it's a little ironic because we're sisters, same parents, but we are good at different things. Well, continuing on in our article, we see that this app could help. So it's a little ironic because the app is for your smart devices, for your cell phone or your tablet. A little bit ironic. Nathaniel, how does the article continue?
It says Dr. Fishman has released an app called the Text Neck Indicator app, which measures the angle of your smartphone. So this app might actually be pretty useful, even though sometimes a smartphone is the problem for this kind of issue.
That's right. And in this sentence, we see another word from our word bank, the word indicator. And if something is an indicator, then it tells you some information. Usually we see this when we're talking about science. We need an indicator of the results. We need to know how to understand them. Mm-hmm. Gabe, how else can you use this word?
Well, I think the lights on your car can be called indicators as well. If you need to turn left or turn right, you indicate to the person behind you that you're doing that. Those are called your indicators. I also think about maybe a map. Symbols on a map are indicators of other things in real life.
That's right. Well, how else might you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, there's also the word indication, which is kind of a different form, but also a noun of this word. And I might say something like, if stiffness is any indication, maybe I should start using this app.
Well, it could be an indicator that something is wrong and that you should download this app. Well, we see what this app actually does on your smartphone. When the angle is appropriate, a green light appears in the upper corner of your screen. And we know a lot of things now. A green light means good or go when you're driving. But what happens when this angle is not good, Gabe?
But when the angle puts you at risk for neck strain, the light turns red, triggering you to adjust your angle. So maybe it's at a bad angle and it will be red, so then you want to adjust the angle. And if something triggers you to do something, it means it gets you going, it causes you to do something, or it reminds you to do something.
That's right. And in our last sentence here, we see, so go ahead and stay connected, but don't let your body or your neck stay in one position for too long. We saw earlier that doctors recommend you change your position about every 15 minutes. Maybe you can try downloading this app to make sure that your tablet or smartphone mm-hmm. is at the proper angle for you to see so it doesn't put a lot of strain on your neck or your back. Nathaniel, do you think you might download this app?
Well, it might be necessary. Sometimes I am in the habit of looking down at my phone, and I have been feeling just a little bit of stiffness in my neck. Maybe I need this little indicator in the corner of my screen to tell me that I need to prop my phone up.
That's right. Well, Gabe, do you think you might find any of this useful?
I don't know. I have no problems with the way that I sit or the way that I look at things. My neck is totally fine, Carolyn.
Well, I can see that, Gabe. You might want to reconsider that a little bit. But right now, let's go to the info cloud and learn a little bit more. Then we'll watch a review skit and see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, friends. Can your arm fall asleep while the rest of your body is awake?
Yes, it can. Maybe you've slept on your arm and when you got up, you found that your arm didn't get up with you. It fell asleep.
This funny expression describes that strange and uncomfortable feeling, numb body parts that feel like dead weight and you can't move them.
When your body is in an awkward position for too long, you put undue pressure on something like your arm, and this pressure does two things. First, it squeezes nerve pathways, meaning muscles can't communicate properly with your brain.
And this confusion generates feelings of numbness or prickly pain in part as a warning that you need to move.
Right. Secondly, the pressure can cut off circulation, stopping blood from delivering oxygen and nutrients to muscles and nerve cells.
Compressed nerves and poor circulation can be very dangerous, so it's important not to put your body in an awkward position for too long.
Right. And by the way, after you move your arm and it finally begins to wake up, the nerves start firing again. This is what causes the weird pins and needles feeling.
有时候我们趴在桌上睡午觉，醒来时突然一只手背发麻不能动，这时候英文要怎么说？ My arm fell asleep. 我的手背睡着了。那如果是因为坐姿的关系，一条腿发麻，同样的也是 My leg fell asleep. 我的腿睡着了。那这个当然是口语的讲法，正规的用字应该是 numb, N-U-M-B, 注意字尾的 B 不发音， numb, 就是麻木，失去感觉的。那当你麻木的手背或腿开始慢慢的恢复知觉，那种刺刺麻麻的感觉可以用 pins and needles 来形容，就是如同被很多的针刺的感觉。要避免肌肉发麻，就要铭记今天课文的最后一句话，Don't let your body or your neck stay in one position for too long. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
I see you're staying connected.
Yes, I'm making good use of my time.
True, but your body is paying a heavy price.
What do you mean? Ow! Oh!My neck! Oh, oh, my shoulder!
Aha! You have the symptoms of text neck.
Text neck? What causes that?
The overuse of handheld devices while bending the neck.
Oh, it sounds serious.
It is. If left untreated, it can lead to permanent spinal damage.
Oh, no! Should I get treatment? Or a massage? Physical therapy? Maybe exercise?
Well, first, you should follow some basic ergonomic principles.
Like what?
Avoid awkward positioning. Don't strain your neck.
Oh, yeah. I'll stay aware of how my body is positioned.
Also, take frequent breaks when using your mobile device.
Yeah, I'll change my position every 15 minutes.
Good. When using your tablet, use a case that can prop up the device.
To be sure it's at a comfortable viewing angle?
Exactly. Oh, and here's an ironic twist.
What's that?
There's a special text neck indicator app.
Text neck indicator app? What does it do?
It measures the angle of your smartphone. When you are at risk for neck strain, a red light triggers you to change your angle.
Oh, well, I'll download it right away.
Good. It's just what you need to stay connected.
Yeah. Oh, ouch, my neck.
Oh, I hope it's not too late.
Oh.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 ironic 这个形容词。Ironic 是指讽刺的。例如 ,his ironic remarks really irritated me. 他语带讽刺的话真的惹恼了我。或者是 ,it's so ironic to see an independent group being commercialized like this. 看到一个独立乐团商业化成如此实在非常荒谬。它的名词是 irony,I-R-O-N-Y。例如 ,you can always find a hint of irony in his work. 在他的作品中你总是能够感到一丝的讽刺。最后我们看的是 indicator 这个名词。它的动词是 indicate,I-N-D-I-C-A-T-E, 意思是表明或指示。所以 indicator 是指指标或指示器。例如 ,the color of the outfit Patricia is wearing is an indicator of her mood today. Patricia 穿着的颜色是她今天情绪的风向球。或者是 oil prices are one of the indicators of inflation.油价是通货膨胀的指标之一。And let's return to our teachers.
Well, the past 2 days, we've been learning about the downside of staying connected. And it kind of makes me think about how popular it is and important to some people to stay connected all the time. Nathaniel, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that it's kind of understandable that this might happen if you are in the habit of doing that, but I think this habit is unnecessary. We spend too much time on our phones today.
I agree with you. I think that people are being too connected and they're not taking enough free time to really enjoy what they do outside of technology. What do you think, Gabe?
I think the same thing. It's a funny sight when everybody at a restaurant is just looking at their smartphones instead of talking to each other.
Exactly. Well, I hope that you have learned something from this lesson and that we will see you again on Studio Classroom. Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Becky said she would wait. She was very weak now and couldn't find the strength to go with him. Tom felt his way along carefully, letting out the fishing line as he went. At the end of about 15 meters, the passage floor ended in a drop. Tom lay down and felt below, and then as far around the corner as he could reach. Nothing. He stretched a little farther to the right, and at that moment, not more than 20 meters away, a hand holding a handle appeared from behind a rock. Tom gave a joyful shout, and immediately the hand was followed by the body it belonged to, Injun Joe's. Tom couldn't move. He was very glad when he saw the Spaniard turn quickly and move out of sight as fast as he could.
"Why didn't Joe come and kill me for giving evidence in court?"
Tom asked himself. He decided that the cave walls had changed the sound of his voice, but his fright made him very weak.
"If I can get back to the spring, I'll stay there," he thought. "I daren't take the chance of meeting Injun Joe again."
He was careful not to tell Becky what he had seen.
"I only shouted for luck,"
he said. But hunger and misery are stronger than fear in the end. After a long wait at the spring, Tom decided to explore a passage in the other direction. He went along it to the end of his fishing line. Then he tried another passage and another.